From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, May 15th at 8:56, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are struggling a bit this morning. Most pressure on the beans on rumors that the renewable volume obligations would not bump up as much as the trade has been expecting. That really knocked bean oil, which has been rallying on that idea, and we have seen the nearby bean oil down the 3 cent limit off and on so far this morning. Beans then followed with July beans down 19 and a half cents right now. We will get a NOPA crush report later this morning. CONAB came out with their figures for Brazil, increasing the corn crop by a little over 2 million metric tons to 126.9 million metric tons, most of it because of a higher safrinha crop estimate. On the soybean side of things, CONAB projected just a hair higher on the beans at 168.3 million metric tons. We have just made new lows for the morning in the corn and the beans. Wheat still trying to hold in the steady kind of a trade. We'll see if that can hang around. Right now, we see the July corn futures at 444 and three quarters, down three quarters of a cent. New crop December, 437 and three quarters, down two and three quarters, and March at 452, that's down three and a quarter. On the bean side of things, July bean futures at 1058 and a half, down 19 and a quarter. New crop November at 1042 and a half, that's down 18 and three quarters. And January at 1054 is down 18 cents flat. The bean meal is up slightly, an unwinding of bean oil meal spreads that have taken place this week. We've got July meal at $296.10, that's up $4.20, and July bean oil down the 3 cent limit at $49.32. On the Chicago wheat side of things, we've just taken away overnight gains. July Chicago wheat, $5.24, down three quarters of a cent. December at $5.60, down a half a cent. The Kansas wheat tour is underway, and the yields in Kansas came in quite a bit better, about 10 bushels per acre better than they were a year ago. That's probably going to keep a lid on wheat rallies in Kansas City in particular. Live cattle and feeder cattle gapped lower after yesterday's huge key reversals down after making new contract highs. The very negative signs, technically speaking. Today's gap down seals the fate, more downside to come. June live cattle at 211.22 is down $2.72. August at 206.37, down $3. We've got the August feeder futures at 297.30, down $4.67. And the October's at 294.07, down $4.90. June live hogs at 98.32 is down 52 cents. Haven't been able to hold above $100 when we get there. July hogs, however, are over $100 at 101.90, down 55 cents. The October hogs at 85.47 are down 35 cents. The outside market, certainly the crude oil's not offering a lot of support. We're down about $1.60 in the nearby June crude at 61.56. The metals markets have been mostly on the soft side, although gold has rallied in the last few minutes, and we're up $6.60 in the nearby June. The dollar index, after making a low last week, rallying into the end of the week, is down again 20 points.
Thanks so much, Ellen. Have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.